This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Nick Alexiou, attorney at law of the Isaacs and Isaacs Law Firm, address on file. Dear Mr. Alexiou, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Charles Weston Thompson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Middle name is Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N. Last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, period. The next couple lines are off note to the typist. This is the third patient with the name Charles Thompson, so please don't confuse him, but we're titling this Charles Weston Thompson, period. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, took the history directly from the patient as well as the patient's father, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 7-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 11th of 2022, period. He was a passenger with his seatbelt on in the middle of a bench seat, period. This occurred in the front part of the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. A police vehicle went through the intersection without the siren on, period. The driver of the patient's vehicle had the red light, and this resulted in the patient's vehicle striking the side of the police vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The vehicle was a 1988 Chevy Silverado truck, period. The patient was jerked, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he hit his head on the dash and sustained a laceration, period. It did bleed, period. I did see photographs of the laceration that were showed to me by the patient's father, period. The patient had a headache as well as neck pain, period. He had a laceration on the forehead, period. Present day, he still has a scar. As well as occasional headaches. But the headaches have improved greatly, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that he was seen a couple days later by the children's doctor and given an examination, period. He had normal follow-ups and rechecks because of persistent headaches, period. The headaches have improved greatly, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living affected by this injury are none, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications are none. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition are that the patient does not require any further treatment, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the child never injured his head in the past, period. The child has never had a scar on his head, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a student, period. I did review the patient's past medical records, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a mild 2-centimeter vertical scar above the bridge of the nose, period. It is a mild scar, period. ENT examination otherwise was negative, period. Pupils weak or reactive, flight and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, normal cervical musculature, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spine was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft without tenderness and normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination was unremarkable with normal reflexes of 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of the patient's medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment as it pertains to the automobile accident of March 11th, 22, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head trauma and cephalgia. Number two, head laceration with scarring, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 11th of 2022, period. New paragraph. As far as an impairment rating, I feel that the patient has a 0% impairment rating as a result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022, period. New paragraph. As it pertains to future medical expenses, I am not anticipating any future treatment, period. There is the extremely unlikely consideration that scar revision may be necessary, period. It is my feeling, though, with the passage of several years of time, he probably will not require corrective surgical repair or and revision of the scar, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient and his family understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to obtain this review. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.